I'm Jeff St. Clair. Welcome to Explore Radio. Life today can be stressful, but researchers are finding that a simple version of an ancient practice can alleviate a long list of modern ailments. Right now, we look at how mindfulness affects your brain and your body. I'm at the Cleveland Heights Library with University Hospital's mindfulness trainer, Suzanne Rusnak, for a lesson in meditation.
So we're going to sit tall in our chairs. Both our feet are on the floor.
Her voice does have a calming effect.
And we'll take some nice deep breaths, really filling the lungs.
Focus on the breath, she tells me, but I find myself thinking of other things.
And you may notice that the mind wanders.
That's for sure.
When you notice the mind has wandered, gently guide your attention back to the breath.
It's a quick session, just 10 minutes, but it gives me a taste of what it's like to try to rein in my constantly rambling thoughts.
Mindfulness is really a training in awareness. Quite often we operate on autopilot, and we're not aware that we have options.
Rusnak's mindfulness training is part of a study that's measuring whether meditation can reduce one of the most common effects of chronic stress, high blood pressure. It's called the Serenity Study. Kent State University psychology professor David Fresco is the project leader.
At a neurobehavioral level, what we know is that if you engage in these practices, it does change the way that your attention circuits work in the brain so that you are better able to focus on what's important. You're better able to let go of the things that might be troubling, or you can bring your attention to bear on the things that require your immediate attention.
Fresco says people selected for the Serenity Study are typically one doctor's visit away from being put on high blood pressure medicine. So first, he puts them on a healthy diet. Then they're given a choice of receiving health coaching or a program of mindfulness-based stress reduction. The federally funded study is ongoing, so Fresco doesn't have results yet, other than the observation that doctors in Ohio are pretty aggressive in prescribing anti-hypertension drugs.
We're having a harder time recruiting. Because a lot of the people who might otherwise have participated have already started this medication.
Fresco has completed several other studies using meditation to treat disorders like depression and anxiety, and he says those results are encouraging. He's using a program he developed called Emotion Regulation Therapy to teach people to separate themselves from their thoughts and emotions, to simply observe them and let them go. He says it's a simple practice, but not easy.
You know, you're training the mind to attend better. And then you're deploying those abilities in specific skills to notice the good, the bad, and the ugly that happens every day, and then choose the reactions you're going to have, the ways you're going to relate to it.
Fresco says meditation is like going to the gym.
You are laying down muscle. So I often talk to patients about it, that it's a muscle. And you are conditioning a muscle.
Well, it's not really building muscle, according to David Creswell, director of the Health and Human Performance Lab at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh. But it can change the structure of the brain. He says people who meditate a lot can grow tissue in the frontal cortex, the brain's executive center, the observer, and actually shrink the hot-button emotional center, the amygdala, and change how it's wired.
And we're finding in some new work that mindfulness meditation training turns down how the amygdala talks with other brain regions that are central for driving this fight or flight response in the brain.
Creswell says meditation has been successfully used to treat psoriasis, HIV symptoms, and chronic pain by curtailing stress hormones and the chemicals that cause inflammation. Clinical psychologist David Fresco says, like any other workout regimen, building a healthy mind takes commitment, but has major payoffs.
The more you practice, the more you are likely to be able to harness that muscle and use it and not feel winded when you are confronted with something stressful.
Stress is a normal part of life, but researchers like Fresco say we can moderate our physical response to stress by learning mindfulness. And by using the mind to pay attention to the present moment, he says we actually build a healthier brain. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. Learn more about this and other Explore Radio topics. Visit Explore Radio on our website, wksu.org.